Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and Valeria, our fitness director, heard that you wanted some personal trainers around here. And so she hired not one, not two, not three, but five that are going to be starting here shortly. And the purpose of the podcast today is to introduce them to you and also talk a little bit about what Valeria had in mind when she hired them all. So we're going to start with Valeria. Valeria, welcome again back to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Thank you for giving me so much material. Tell us the backstory. How did all this come to be?
Well, when I came on board, that was the first thing that people, you know, often kept on asking me, can you train me? Would you be able to train me? And unfortunately, at the moment, not that it could not change, but at the moment I cannot train.
Management.
Yes. So they wanted me to oversee things, implement things, programs, and that's what I've been doing for the past 5-6 months. Mm-hmm. So after a long process of approvals, finally got the green light to implement personal training. And so we have 5 independent contractors, and they are certified trainers, and they're all brilliant in their own way. So I'm just, you know, very excited that we're finally going to be able to say, yes, here is the approved list of trainers that can and will perform services for any goal or, you know, any status of the body at that moment. If it's something that needs to be rehab or somebody needs to lose weight, whatever the goal, we could definitely gear them towards the right trainer.
Okay. And so do the different trainers have different specialties?
They're all personal training certified, but they each have a certain forte, if you would.
Okay.
So,
we'll learn a little bit more about each
of them. And like I said, the experience and the knowledge combined, it's pretty outstanding. I'm just okay. Very excited about it.
And will the price be the same for all the trainers?
Yes, they're all going to be very competitive. And, you know, we have flexibility, having full hours, half an hours. Now, something that I do need to mention, this is something that is going to be directly done with a trainer. So all I'm doing is bringing them to you guys.
I see.
They are approved. All the paperwork is in place, mm-hmm. and everybody's gonna be safe.
Yeah.
But any payment and stuff, it goes directly to the trainer.
So they all have your seal of approval.
Yes.
But after that, it's gonna be one on one with the individual trainer.
Yes, and you know I will be making the announcement via email blast and the website and everything. We have great brochures to be picked up at the front desk. So obviously, all of my staff is ready to answer questions,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be happy to be able to refer to whom I think will be best.
So the best thing is to go through you, and then
we'll hand them the brochure with the contact of each trainer.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. The first up is Forrest Willis. Forrest, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
And thank you for having me.
And so tell us a bit about yourself. Did you grow up here in the valley?
No, actually. I usually tell everybody I grew up in poverty. I relocated often. You know, I was never in one location. I was technically born in Glendora, but I went all the way up to Malibu, all the way through up to Victorville, and everywhere in between, honestly. There was probably around 15-plus locations I transferred from time to time. But, you know, I really love to say just a really quick and short story here is that, you know, I was working at World's Gym. It was probably about a couple months ago, right? And I'm coming in there. My life's pretty good, and I'm trying to do the best I can do, you know, and that's just how I was doing it, right? And along the way, Valeria saw me doing what it is I was doing, and I don't know why, but just saw something I obviously didn't see here, right? And so I'm amazed, honestly. I'm very grateful because it was more than like a month now after that time period that she still was in contact with me and I with her. And I mean, I think it was literally the day of that this became into actual reality that she says, Forrest, it's on. We're going. I'm there. I will be there right now, you know. And so I just want to say that I'm honored and thank you for having me be here. She saw something in there, and it's something that I'm definitely going to uphold. But,
Great.
Yeah, that's without digressing, where I was coming
from. She probably saw patience that you could work with senior citizens.
There does require some. Yeah, there's a lot of character.
So how long have you been in the Coachella Valley?
5.5 years, almost six.
Okay, and you're a pretty fit guy. Did you play sports growing up?
I was always very active growing up. I did more extreme sports, you know, like mountain biking, snowboarding, surfing or boogie boarding, things like that nature. But in terms of actual sports, no, because I was actually homeschooled when I was growing up. And so that public community, I never had the luxury of participating in mm-hmm. that way. So it was just activity, really, a lot of activity.
And when did you decide to get certified and make fitness your career?
Well, the background of that one is I come from humble beginnings. And in that, I also, in my genes, grew up with severe acne. I mean, all over my body, all over my face. And, it did a number on me, you know. And my mother, she was also ill, too. And so you're starting to see a theme here that's developing with health and that being a concern. And fortunately, my parents raised me with some decent amount of resiliency. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, there's a lot of love, you know, a lot of you can do this. And my mother always ate well, and so did my father. And so it just kind of became a part of my life. But to narrow it down, I didn't have a sense of, like, fulfillment, you know. I was very depressed, you know, I really was, you know. And my father, when he was younger, was a very fit man. And so he encouraged me to take on fitness. And it was just, hey, why don't you do some of these exercises that I remember that I did? And I was off and running after that, and I don't mean to be too sentimental, but I mean quite literally my whole life started making sense when I started exercising. Mm-hmm. And that happened when I was about 14 years old, you know, because I started realizing, oh, I got to make sure my water's on point, I got to make sure that my diet's on point, I got to make sure my sleep's on point, I got to make sure that all these things are connected so I can get the best results that I can get for me and myself and my health, you know. And then, mm-hmm. you know, the acne started going the way, the confidence started coming up, you know, and started feeling good about my life. And so that was about somewhere around 18, my sister's now ex-boyfriend was communicating with me because him and I were working out every single day. And he says, you know what, why don't we do this? You know, because we're looking at the money, of course, you know, like, oh my God, $70,000 a year. I got to do that, you know, because to me that seemed like big money at the time, you know. And I on a side note, didn't realize the hard work that's required to do that. Yeah, I had to learn that throughout the years. But anyway, I essentially had that seed planted, you know. And so when I started going to college, I just jumped right into kinesiology. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just kind of made sense. You know, I realized that when I was doing these tests, it was all there. I mean, it wasn't confusing. I already knew it. I was already researching it. And so it was just a breeze going through it. And I said, you know, why don't I just make this official? You know, it brought to my attention that there was a certification process to get this going. And why don't I just do that? I mean, I'm already working out with my whole entire family. I'm already giving them advice. I became that guy in my area that people go to as a resource. Why don't I just make this a thing? You know, and so I did. And, you know, at first it started a little bit slow, but it picked up and it built up. And
so how long have you been doing this professionally?
Professionally, since I've been in the Valley. So like 5 years, 5.5 years. Yeah.
Well, they say the happiest people are the ones that are making a living, doing what they do for free.
I haven't worked a day in my life.
That is that's very good. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We'll look forward to seeing more of you around here.
Thank you. Thank you.